This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Brent Owens works in aviation. He's a professional pilot who works for a large flight department that you've probably heard of. He also built his own plane and flies it regularly, and he's started contributing articles to aviation outlets. We're talking to him today because of an extracurricular activity he's embarked on. Let me be clear, nobody is saying he's an expert on the subject. He is, however, someone who is interested in aviation and its sustainability, and he's someone who's doing something about it. Brent's created a blog centered entirely around making or keeping flying affordable. Brent, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate the time.
So tell me about fixedwingbuddha.com. What is it, and, well, why are you doing it?
Well, it's essentially a blog, and it's really the whole idea behind it is to just to share basically money saving tips for pilots. The genesis of it really has been the sustainability issue, as you mentioned. Flying's not getting any cheaper, and it seems like it's we're shrinking as a group, and no one wants to see that, of course. So the goal of this site is to try to provide as much information out there as possible about, you know, how to save money on any number of different things, you know, sort of different categories across flying.
How is the site structured? You mentioned that some of your articles are what you said a call to action when we spoke previously. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so really all the articles encourage, you know, folks, they read the article and they have like something they want to share at the end of it, or, you know, they can comment right there directly, or they can send me an email and, you know, offline, however they'd like to do it. But that's certainly encouraged, because the whole idea is to really bring in as many ideas and concepts as possible, sort of have this one-stop shop for folks that want to learn about saving money and flying. A lot of this information's out there, you know, it's just sound bites here and there across the internet, but it'd be great if you could just go to one spot, you know, and say, you know what, I'd love to know as much as I can about buying an airplane in a way it's going to, you know, not break the bank. And you could just click on and go to the articles about ownership, and bam, there's all the posts and all the contributions from folks that have, you know, that have been on there and have walked a mile in those shoes before.
Your focus is basically on four main elements. Which aspects of flying did you choose, and why?
So the first, the categories are learning to fly, and then after you're already a pilot, then there's this sort of rated pilot category, because you're not really in the training pipeline anymore, but you're still flying. So there's that aspect of it, which is really the renter, if you will. And then there's ownership, because that's a huge bucket, right? There's a whole lot of financial things surrounding the whole, you know, whole ownership piece. And then there's another category, which is building, because as you mentioned, you know, I'm a builder, and so I have a passion for that. And there's opportunity in that to save money, or at least hear about some different concepts around building that might be helpful. And so that's another category in itself. And so the learning to fly piece, that is really like one of the main focuses, because, as I said before, just sort of try to grow our group and kind of see it move forward. There's so many people that start flying and they quit because of the expense, or they never even get started because of the cost. And so the learning to fly part is really a big focus. And then renting, you know, and all the things are surround that, sort of, you know, now you've got your license, what you're doing with it, and those kind of things. And like I said, I talked about ownership and building. So those are really the four kind of key pillars and the whys.
When it comes to getting people involved, I guess that covers everything from training on down. But we spoke earlier and you mentioned the shiny object effect. I thought that was an interesting concept. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
The whole concept of how we market ourselves, you know, if I was a guy interested in flying but I wasn't a pilot, and I went to the, you know, local newsstand and I grabbed, you know, XYZ magazine off the bookshelf and I flipped through it, you know, the first thing you're going to see is a full page glossy of, you know, a Cirrus or a, you know, a Diamond or something like that. And so you're probably going to be struck with this instant impression, you know, that this is a really expensive endeavor, and maybe I should grab the yachting magazine that's right next door. It might actually be cheap. But I think that sort of clouds the, you know, people don't see beyond that, and see there's other avenues to get into this space. You know, you can, you know, there's lots of used airplanes, and the used airplane market's, you know, wide open right now. And that's one of the things that I like to talk about, or like to see talked about on the website, is is this whole concept of, you know, well, just because you can't afford a Cirrus doesn't mean you can't, you know, fly airplanes.
Generally speaking, all this comes across as sort of an altruistic pursuit. The website, I mean, and what you're doing there, is that how you see it? Is there another aspect to it? Is this your way of giving back?
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent way of putting it. That's exactly what the kind of the idea behind it all was. Is I, you know, flying's been really good to me in my life, and no one wants to see the industry shrink, and we're all in it together. So the part of this is just to help as much as possible, you know, and to encourage people that are flying and do have the means, you know, to go out there and give those rides to their neighbors and friends and colleagues, you know, or pick out someone that's coming up and try to become a mentor for them so that you can help them out. And so there's definitely focus around altruism and flying on the website, and that's a whole actual subcategory in itself there too. And then I also talk about on the website, and this is sort of a selfish pursuit because I enjoy talking about it, which is airmanship and sort of the whole philosophy behind that. So as far as airmanship is concerned, one of the things that it has an indirect sort of relationship to cost of flying is if you fly well, it tends to be less expensive. You know, there's the obvious on a macro scale with, you know, you're not bending metal, but even, you know, there's articles in there that talk about, you know, just how you operate the airplane, be it a rental airplane or your own airplane, and how, you know, fuel burn and, you know, how you manage the cockpit and stuff can all have a direct relationship on the cost of flying. So it's kind of an opportunity to talk about that as well.
Well, now, as this moves forward, what do you hope to come of this?
The whole concept is to sort of plant a seed here, and then hopefully folks will come over and contribute their experiences, because, you know, my experience is my own. I've been flying for 25 years, but there's just all kinds of folks that are out there that have their own personal story that they can contribute here, and that, you know, may spawn someone to think, oh, you know, that's a great idea. I like that method or that concept or what have you. So that is definitely a goal, is to sort of grow the site to where it can be much more interactive and people can contribute in that fashion. And this be an exchange and a way for us to all help each other. Cause that's really one of the things that's just so great about this sport, is that people just go out of their way to help each other. And so it would be great if this website could just be a little small community that lives out there on the internet that can help with that.
Now, and I also know that you've got a book coming, and I know that's not going to be free. The site is always going to be free as far as you understand right now, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So there's an ebook in development, and you know, I'm putting a lot of time and effort into that, and it's going to go into a lot of detail on this whole subject. So yeah, that won't be free, but everything else will be completely free on the site, of course, and that's my intent, is to keep it that way for the foreseeable future.
We've been speaking with Brent Owens, creator of FixedWingBuddha.com, a blog on the financial end of flying. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.